This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
Darren Pang joining us on Cisco NHL Live. He had like a heavy-duty workout to get in, though, before he came on the show.
That's
so
right.
Are you good
That's
now,
right.
Darren?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just trying to get this fat little bald body in a little bit better shape. I'm trying to get ready for this humid golf season here in St. Louis, as you well know, Deb, and you've got to be in pretty good shape to walk around Meadowbrook Country Club and the likes of those. If you're going to be a little poly, you're going to have to be in a little bit of trouble there. So I'm trying to fix myself a little bit.
It is 100, and it's not a dry heat.
No.
It is not a dry heat, and people make fun of that. But there's something to be said about humidity. It can really suck the life out of you, that's for sure. But it was a beautiful day here today, there's no question. But it's going to get to be 104 on Thursday during golf day, during league play. So that's going to be I'll be handling a lot right there.
Hey, let me ask you, Panger, before we, to start you off here, what do you think about the big Jordan Staal trade? I know you're watching all these things and you've seen all these guys. It's, very interesting to see what happened, and it was done, pulled together pretty quick by Ray Shero after he realized that, hey, I can't, he's not going to sign a long-term deal. I got to do something here. What did you think of it from both sides?
Yeah, I thought it was a good honorable hockey trade on both sides, and I know there was a lot of teams that would have loved to have had Jordan Staal, but the fact of the matter is, with Carolina, it obviously just made that much more sense. It happens to coincide on his wedding with all the family there. They probably couldn't have asked for a better situation. Not an easy one, certainly, for Ray Shero to deal with. But, when you have a player that's turning down that kind of money, that kind of term, you're telling that player, I love you. We love you. We drafted you high. We won a championship together. Here's what we've got for you. And when he politely says no, that there's other reasons. He wants to get to another level, have a little bit more responsibility. And with Malkin and Crosby, two left-handed centermen, and Jordan Staal being a left-handed centerman, I thought the deal with Carolina was outstanding. I thought, it doesn't matter to me who Pittsburgh picks with that eighth overall pick. He could be the greatest defenseman going, Pouliot, or he might not play. That doesn't even matter. But he got the eighth overall pick. He got another, a real good prospect. And then he ends up getting Brandon Sutter, which I'm a huge fan of Brandon. A right-hand shot. It really diversifies their attack because you can't always go to the well with left-handed centermen. Mm-hmm. But I like Brandon because I think he's a 30-goal scorer. And I think he's going to be time in and time out. He was counted on in a big way at both ends of the ice. He was probably Carolina's most consistent two-way forward all season long. Because there were many times when the top boys, including Eric, were having a big struggle. But Brandon really became a relied-upon player for that coaching staff. They're going to miss him, but then they get a great centerman in Jordan. So I think overall both teams did it in an admirable way, and it ends up being a great trade on both sides.
Darren, the other big news today, the Hockey Hall of Fame class of 2012 was announced, being in St. Louis there. I'm sure Blues fans are excited to hear that Adam Oates is going in, and what a day for him. Obviously, he's named the Washington coach as well. But having you on, I wanted to ask you a question about the Hall of Fame, and can you think of a goaltender or two that you think should be in that's not in?
Yeah, I can think of a couple of guys, and the list is long, but I know this is probably because he was my hero growing up, but I'm going back a long ways. I'm going back to the 70s, and I was really hoping at one point that Rogie Vachon would get in with his 355 wins and a dominant goaltender during his time. So he would be one. Of the recent goaltenders, no one's really talked a lot about. You look at Mike Richter, you look at you look at Tom Barrasso, mm-hmm. and what he's done, and Mike Vernon. These are all guys with championship pedigree and guys that have won major awards. And now I look at it again in Curtis Joseph, and somebody sent a tweet out there, and I realize everybody's got their opinion, but they say that Curtis Joseph didn't win anything big. He didn't win a Stanley Cup. Well, those are all circumstantial. That's timing in life. Ray Bourque almost didn't win a Stanley Cup. Was he not a great player? Of course he's a great player. There's so many guys that have been lucky to be on Stanley Cup championship teams, and other guys have been better players, greater players, more dominant players, and they just didn't get an opportunity. So to me, I think Curtis Joseph, for longevity, for the amount of games that he won, I mean, I think he's a surefire Hall of Famer. And I know I'm going to get an argument from a lot of people, but I think you got to sift through the rubble. You've got to go to what kind of goalie he was in a very difficult time, and how many games that he ended up winning over his NHL career. So, I mean, those are just a few notables. You notice I didn't mention my name on there. I think I'm going to leave my 27 career wins and those shutouts right out of the running right now.
Darren, you got to let others like us here speak for your career. So, I mean, you can't be the one to be out there. We have to stand up for you, and we will. And we will, because we love you, and we will stand up for you.
I'm going to stand up for Brendan Shanahan not getting in.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand up for him. Excuse me, don't take that the wrong way.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand up for him. I really thought that he was going to be in, and because of all the goals in that era that I allowed, all these guys would definitely
back me up. See, that's what I was going to say. You were so helpful in the careers of many of these Hall of Famers.
You know, think about the players that are going in, but I think with Brendan, so interesting because we just automatically had him in as a lock, and that's not taking anything away from anybody else there, but it's the type of game that Brendan Shanahan played. It's the mixture of goal scoring and that Irish anger that he had when he needed to drop the mitt. It was just a big play at a big time, and to me, I was surprised by that, but I'm happy for the guys that got in. They're all special. In so many different ways. There's a couple of other players, though, that I look at numbers, and I still look, and I know it took Dino Cicerelli a long time to get in, but I look at, just instead of going, a crossover to even a guy like Pavel Bure, that didn't, he didn't play that many years, but he had five of 50 or more seasons in his 437 goals. But I'm looking still at Dave Andrechuk, that had 640 goals and won a Stanley Cup and played over 20 years. And we have some special players, too, like Pat Verbeek, that scored over 520 goals and, was limited. I like the guys that got a lot out of what they were. Not flash and dash, but, man, they grinded through and went to the hard-scoring areas and had brilliant NHL careers. And I just don't want to forget about those kind of players as we honor the players that are going into the Hall of Fame.
And Darren, I'll just echo your sentiments. I mean, the four guys that got in are just terrific, terrific players and deserving to go into the Hall of Fame. But the Brendan Shanahan thing just leaves me at a loss, because when you look at the numbers, and if you watched him play, as you did for so many years, it's pretty obvious that he should have been elected to the Hall of Fame today. I will now switch topics and ask you about Roberto Luongo. We've talked a little bit about it on the show today. There's this idea of, we don't know where he could end up if he gets moved out of Vancouver, which it looks like that will happen at some point. And Florida is a place where, he has family ties there. When you think of Roberto Luongo and the idea of him going back to Florida, does that make sense to you?
Oh, it makes a great deal of sense on so many counts. There's such familiarity there. He's a guy that's, been through it now. He's been through it from the island to Florida, out to Vancouver, the scrutiny, the pressure. He's handled it all. So I wouldn't blame Roberto Luongo based on his family situation and his wife being from there and the familiarity with the Panthers organization, and they're an up-and-coming organization, for him to put, potentially only one name on his list. He earned the right to get that contract, based on the fact that the manager and the ownership was going to give it to him. So when you have that pull, you also get a no-trade, no-move. So now if they're talking about moving you because they got a young guy coming up, you're not just going to go anywhere. You're going to pick where you want to go. And so far early in this, it appears as if that's the place that he has chosen, and who can blame him? It's a no trade, no move. Here's where I would go potentially, even if he said that. So there's a lot of other teams that I'm sure would love to have Roberto. I'm sure Chicago would. I'm sure Toronto would. But I don't think those teams want to give up the farm, you guys. To make that kind of move with a 33-year-old and what 10 more years left on a contract. But I'm saying this about Roberto Luongo. I love his character. I love the fact he's a team player and a hard worker. And I'm one of those guys that I hope that Vancouver ends up re-signing Schneider to a good deal. Schneider becomes their number one, and Roberto ends up in a real good place and ends up getting back to a Stanley Cup final. Because I just think he is. I think he's one of the good guys, and I think he treats the game that way, and he's always treated his teammates that way, and he's been a good partner for Schneider there in Vancouver.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad we got to you today. And enjoy the next week, and we'll talk to you after July 1st.
Sounds good, guys. Enjoy the weekend.
Bye-bye. All right, thanks so much.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.